Now, Irish Water, they're planning to build a sewage plant that is expected to be four times the size of Croke Park Stadium in the middle of the highly populated residential area of Clonshaw. And I'm now joined by Councillor Owen O'Brien, Fianna Fáil, to tell us more about it. Good morning, Owen, and thanks very much for joining us.
No problem, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
No, you're most welcome. First of all, Owen, on board Planala, their oral hearing took part in the Gresham last week. What was the general view at the hearing?
Well, certainly there were very strong representations from both community groups, individuals, as well as the local public representatives in terms of councillors and a number of TDs, sending a very clear message that this proposal is a terrible one. Both in terms of the area that it's situated in, and in terms of the plant's outfall, just around a kilometre or slightly less than a kilometre off Ireland's Way, which is obviously very close to Velvet Strand and Portmarnock and Baldoyle Bay. So certainly the vast majority of those that spoke at the oral hearing spoke very strongly against this proposal from Irish Water and Greater Dublin Drainage.
Right. Over 34,000 submissions, in fact, were made to the board, with most of them objections, of course, to the proposal. That's quite a significant number, isn't it? What are the main reasons behind these objections given by the residents and also the public representatives?
Over the course of, I suppose, a number of consultations in the last number of years, there have, as you say, been thousands upon thousands of submissions. I mean, the issues, first off, I mean, in terms of the residents adjacent to where the plant is planned for, I suppose there's two strands on that. Where it actually is in Fingal boundary on Greenbelt zoned, and part of which is actually zoned open space land, which is surrounded by farmland, and also a couple of HT zonings, high technology, which would the purpose of which would be to provide high quality office space type of development. And then when you go across the N32, then you've got on the Dublin City Council side, obviously thousands of residents in that area who, all of them would be very concerned about the potential impacts, not least of which would be odour, as we've seen from pretty much every wastewater treatment plant that we've ever encountered. There are odour issues, and then when you're talking about a plant which would treat 500,000 population equivalent, just massive amounts of sewage to be treated. You know, the odours alone, or the fear around odour is a massive issue. Then, as I said, on the Fingal side, where you've got people who have lived there for years, most of the zoning in the area, as I said, is greenbelt. You've got people there who wouldn't be able to put a house on their land because of the stringent nature of the rural housing policy. And the rural housing policy is designed to be stringent, because we don't want to see one-off houses popping up all over the greenbelt. But it's a slap in the face to a lot of those people who've lived there to say, well, we can put in this monster plant, but if you want to build a three-bed dorm or bungalow beside your parents' family home, you're not allowed. You know, so there's in terms of the local residents, there are a number of issues there that. You know, we fully support, and I think, as I said, most of the public representatives who spoke at the oral hearing spoke in favour of the views of the residents and opposed to this project.
Yeah, I guess in addition to the odour concerns, you know, I guess there are also concerns in relation to noise, and you've got light pollution, traffic factors as well, and as you mentioned, the mere size of the plant and its location, but its location can also affect areas including like Priorswood, Darndale, Clare Hall and Clongriffin, not just Clonshaw, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Which are all obviously quite densely populated areas, and it's interesting. I mean, the mention of the increased traffic, and again, this is where, you know, the planning process seems to be very adaptable depending on who's actually making an application. Traffic volumes, as you mentioned, the potential here with a plant of this size and truck movements and all the rest on the road network around the M32 onto the M50 and the M1 interchange there, they're already very, very heavily trafficked. And as I say, ironically, and I mentioned that the HT zoned lands across the road, a planning application was turned down there primarily because of the impact that it could potentially have on the road network. And I mean, this is a zoning that's there to provide for, you know, high quality office employment uses, you know, and to say that because that's one application, the traffic impact there, and you know, we're not in favour of that, and this is from the planner's point of view, we're not in favour of that, so we'll turn you down. But then by the same token, the Fingal planner's report on the Greater Dublin Drainage application to On Board Planála can say, you know, we have no problem with this. You know, it's, and it does, while the objective is in the Fingal development plan, and I myself tabled a motion in the 2017 to 2023 development plan to remove that objective from the plan. Unfortunately, it was beaten by one vote with Fine Gael, Labour, the Green Party and a number of independents voting against the motion. The fact that there's an objective in the development plan does not mean that this is the right location, or certainly, and we believe it's not only is it the wrong location from a policy point of view, this kind of plant is totally unreasonable and absolutely not in keeping with what we should be doing. And what we should be doing is looking at improving the network of treatment plants that we have already. And then where areas are earmarked for development, then you look at treating the waste as close to source as possible in plants that would be probably 100 to 150,000 at a maximum population equivalent.
Yeah, and I believe another issue of concern appears to be the routing of the outfall pipe, which is going across Baldoyle Estuary and another one close to Ireland's Eye, so that could have a serious impact, couldn't it, on protected like flora and fauna and seals on our coast.
And under this proposal, there's a massive drilling project that's going to go out under Baldoyle Estuary, which obviously is a protected estuary, and the outfall pipe then just adjacent to Ireland's Eye. And again, one of the groups that were heavily involved and have been heavily involved in this campaign and put together an excellent submission was the Portmarnock Swimmers. These are people who use the Velvet Strand on a daily basis. The Velvet Strand itself, it's one of only two beaches in Ireland to have both a blue and a green flag. There's only two beaches in Dublin, and the Velvet Strand is one of them that actually has the blue flag. And there are legitimate and serious concerns about the impact that the outflow pipe will have, not least of which is if there's a failure in the plant. And we've seen, I mean, there's numerous documented failures across various plants, that if a scenario occurred where the plant had to pump raw sewage out into the sea, that could have devastating effects on the beaches nearby and all of those people, thousands of people who use the beaches on a regular basis, as well as, you know, we obviously have a very strong fishing community based out of Howth and all along the East Coast, you know, and it's a massive concern for those people, and I think legitimately so.
Yeah. Irish Water say that the plant will be located a minimum of 300 metres from the nearest dwelling, and it will be landscaped, screened, and that all treatment processes will take place in enclosed buildings and in covered tanks with an odour control system as well at the facility. What's your view on this?
Well, my view is Irish Water haven't exactly covered themselves in glory since their inception. You only have to look at the incident in Ringsend less than a couple of months ago, where systems breakdown led to massive discharge into Dublin Bay, which actually was only brought to public attention by somebody who was flying a drone in the area. You can go a little bit further back to Barnagera plant up between Skerries and Balbriggan. That plant had a failure over the course of a weekend, and it wasn't even picked up. The first person to raise the alarm was actually somebody walking their dog on a beach who noticed raw sewage washing up on the beach. So, you'll forgive me if I take what Irish Water say with a very large pinch of salt, because okay. obviously they're driving this proposal. But you know the failures are, previous failures are there for all to see. So you know the community, in my view, and the public reps who stand opposed to this are absolutely right to.
Yeah, well, actually, a number of residents, by the way, are opposing the plant. They've said that the sewage will not be treated to the same standard as the Ring's End plant. What's your view on that?
Well, again, when you hear that, you know, this and from those that are in favour of this plant, such as Irish Water, such as the planners within Fingal County Council and beyond, you know, saying that, look, this plant is needed to allow for the future development of Dublin and the surrounding area and so on. If you were looking at a project that is supposed to future-proof the area up to 2040 and beyond, would you not be looking at using the absolute latest and most high-tech technology that's available in terms of treatment processes? And rather than saying, look, this plant and it'll be operational by whenever towards the late 2020s, if it goes ahead, and that they're looking at just above a secondary level of treatment. You know, this potentially is one of those instances where you build something that even without going anywhere near as high technology as that which is available, that as soon as its doors are open, likely the technology will be way out of date. You know, and we've already seen, I mean, Irish Water are being, you know, they're paying fines quite regularly for failures in their plants and for failures in the general sewage treatment system around the country. You know, so if you're looking at a project that allegedly is supposed to future-proof all of us and the future development within Dublin and the greater Dublin area, surely the intention should be to go to the absolute maximum in terms of technology available for treatment. And they're not. They're just not doing that. I know they came out and said they would introduce ultraviolet treatment as well, which is a positive move. It's slightly better than the secondary treatment, which was always proposed. But, you know, another thing is there's been no cost-benefit analysis done in respect to this project. The word is you're talking about 1.4 billion of an outlay. But even at that, they're not 100% certain of what the project costs are. And I mean, we see what's gone on with the National Children's Hospital as well. You know, when you start a project and you give it to a load of engineers and consultants and say, yeah, that's the general gist of what we want, the cost could spiral. And by the time it opens, if it does, and I hope it never does, because I think this proposal needs to be binned, and we need to start looking seriously at localized plants, improving the network where we are, the network that's already there, and then looking at areas that are earmarked for development and how we can treat the effluent as locally as possible in newly developed areas. You know, I just think this has already gone way too far, and there's already been way too much money spent on this proposal, and I believe it's not going to do anyone any good.
Okay, right, so we leave it at that, Owen, unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish.
Well, just to say that I hope that on board Planala, as the ultimate arbiters in this process, see sense and see the planning arguments that have been put forward by the many objectors, you know. And I would just add that really and truly, you know, in my view, this, if this is to go ahead, it should require a variation to the Fingal development plan, which would allow for further objections to come in from the public and a democratic vote on whether the development plan should be varied, and maybe those that voted against my motion to remove it in the current development plan might see sense and go the other way.
Okay, Owen, thanks again for joining us today. Fair play to you. All the best to you, and take
no
care.
No problem, Johnny. Thanks.
Have a great
much.
Day. Cheers.
You too.
All the
you
best.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that was Owen O'Brien, Fianna Fáil, talking about the sewage controversy in Clonchar.